This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today clarified that the Indian government has taken care of sensitive sectors like fertilizers and agriculture in the India-US trade deal. Making a statement in Rajya Sabha, the Commerce Minister said the agreement will provide new opportunities to small and medium businessmen, MSMEs, industrialists, skilled workers and industries. He said the deal will act as a catalyst to strengthen manufacturing, expand employment opportunities and propel economic growth while unlocking new business avenues for both nations. Mr. Goyal said both sides will work together to fulfill important processes related to trade agreement and finalize the paperwork so that its full capability can be taken at the earliest. Both Houses of Parliament today resumed discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address when the Lok Sabha assembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment. G.M. Balayogi of Telugu Desam Party supported the motion, saying the President's address presents a confident national roadmap rooted in reforms, inclusions and long-term competitiveness. Participating in the discussion, Nishikant Dubey of BJP raised the issue of corruption during Congress rule. Amidst opposition uproar, the chair adjourned the House till 5 p.m. In the Rajya Sabha, participating in the discussion, Union Minister and Leader of the House, J.P. Nadda, said the President's speech captured India's growth story and it was highly inspiring. He said her speech embodies the spirit of Amrit Kal and also highlights the achievements of the Narendra Modi government. Mr. Nadda said, from being part of the fragile five economies, now India has become the world's fastest major economy. He said the government is working with the vision of reform, perform and transform. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticized the leader of opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, for disrupting the proceedings of the House by not following parliamentary norms. He said that Mr. Gandhi wants to speak beyond rules on the motion of thanks on the President's address.
We are tired of waiting. He doesn't speak. He speaks beyond rules. We have waited for 2 days. The rest should also get a chance to speak. We cannot speak as we wish. This is the Parliament of India. Here we have to speak keeping in mind the rules.
President Draupadi Murmu has revoked the President's rule in Manipur with effect from today. The President's rule was imposed in Manipur last year on 13th of February. The Home Ministry has issued a gazette notification in this regard. The notification says President Draupadi Murmu has revoked the proclamation issued by her under the Article 356 of the Constitution last year in relation to the state of Manipur. India has joined the BRICS Centre for Industrial Competencies, BCIC, to provide integrated support services to manufacturing companies and micro, small and medium enterprises across BRICS countries. India joined the BRICS Centre for Industrial Competencies at an event organised by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade in New Delhi. The Commerce and Industry Ministry said the National Productivity Council has been designated as the India Centre for BRICS Industrial Competencies. The sacred Devnimuri relics of Lord Buddha arrived in Colombo today aboard a special C-130J aircraft of the Indian Air Force, marking their first ever international exposition. The holy relics were accompanied by a high-level Indian delegation headed by Gujarat Governor Acharya Devarat and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi, and were formally received by Sri Lanka's Minister of Buddha Sasan and Minister of Public Administration. The relics have been taken to Gangaramaya Temple, where they will be enshrined later today evening for public veneration starting tomorrow. In the ICC Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, the second semi-final match between India and Afghanistan is underway at Harare Sports Club in Zimbabwe. Electing to bat first, Afghanistan were 253 for 2 in 45 overs when reports last came in. The winner will play against England in the finals on Friday. The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense fog over Delhi, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttarakhand and Bihar for tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.